Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to season 2, episode 21 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this is the episode for everyone who's been waiting for us to go on YouTube and actually start making some videos with
What up, guys?
Yeah, so we've gone for something very pleasant. We have a new background, look at that.
Look, very aesthetic, lads.
Art, if decor.
I do say so myself. We've got some setup going on over here, like.
We do, we have the art, we have this lovely background. We have this lady's
head.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can see my little Buddha friend over here, but she is
they
holding.
They can see it, they can see it, sure.
I'm afraid to move her in case my microphone goes AWOL. But yeah, she's holding my microphone.
She's holding
here.
This whole show together is what she's doing. Yeah. Fair play to her.
But welcome back, guys. We are so excited to kick things off again. In this episode, we are going to talk all about Tinder bios, worst and best, and Tinder conversations.
Yeah, and just,
we've all been there.
The general stuff that happens on Tinder, all that madness.
The carnage is what it is.
Oh, God. I'm so glad that I'm not on there anymore. No offense to anyone who's out there, obviously, still on dating apps, but you know yourself, it's like a war zone.
It really is, like.
It's actually a really poor choice of words.
What a start, what a start.
God, it's good to be back, isn't it? You can tell there's been a 4-week hiatus. I'm still thinking like I'm on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're not on the Patreon now, Tig. We're back to business here.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. So we haven't taken a break from the Patreon, but we have taken a break from the main podcast. We finished season 1 at St. Patrick's Day around that time.
We did, yeah.
Took a 4-week hiatus.
Well needed, I'm not going to lie to you, lads.
Go out, see what the real world was like. Realize that there's a lot of stuff going on, and we were like, we'll revert back to type here, go back into our little corner of heaven.
We get back to it. In this episode, like I said, we're going to talk about all about Tinder bios and Tinder conversations, and we're also going to wrap things up with our new segment we like to call That's a Bop or a Stop. Do you want to explain what that is to listeners?
No, they can wait. Suffer it out. You've got to stay to the end if you want to know what that is. Deal with it. I'm not getting
suck
them the satisfaction. They're not getting satisfied straight away from us. No way. Suffer. That's what we do on this podcast. We annoy the hell out of you, and then you hear something new at the end and go, oh God, that wasn't even worth waiting for. All right, on to it. Since we're talking about not satisfying anyone, Tinder. Well, how do you feel about it?
Mixed feelings about Tinder, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't have the best experience on Tinder.
Many an unhappy day spent scrolling, swiping.
Do you know what it is?
Left and right.
When I was younger, when I was on Tinder, it was a lot more entertaining, not going to lie. I would have been, I don't know, how do I say this? A lot more adventurous with conversations on Tinder. When I was younger.
Adventurous? Were you asking him to go on quests or something?
No, but like, I would have been a lot more of a laugh. If that makes any
sense.
Yeah, I feel like
she's gotten so serious now.
I feel like the older I got, the less crack I was on dating apps because I wasn't going on for the laugh. Like,
at the start, she was all about having the laugh. And then by the end, she was like, listen, do you have a mortgage? A house? what's your current position within your job?
Yeah, it gets real,
what's your salary?
You know what I mean? Women,
after
women
tax.
Women get to a certain age where they, you know, they have to like start thinking ahead. You know what I mean? When I was younger, that was the last thing on my mind was mortgage and settling
down.
You were
just there looking for fun, were you?
Well, a bit of crack. I would engage. But now I'm just like, And I was on Tinder before we met. I was on Tinder. I hated every minute of it. Not going to lie to you.
No crack.
It was no crack. But you know what it was? It was the fact as well that I'm on social media now.
Oh, yeah. So people started recognizing
you. There was people that knew that recognized me from social media. And they just were assholes. Not going to lie to you now. They were like complete assholes. If I go on a date with you, does that mean I'm famous now?
Oh,
fuck off. What? Like shit like that. Like it was just annoying, really.
I had a little piece of that too at the start. But it was a little bit different. So it was more like they were like messaging for a while, pretending they didn't know me. And then out of nowhere, they were like, yeah, I actually, I follow you on social media. And I'm like, oh, all that conversation before. And
see you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
So funny. But a little bit of that same as well. Like, oh, would you make a TikTok with me or whatever? I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just a little piece.
That's a bit now. It's a bit much like. Yeah. To be fair, though, when I was on Tinder, I actually met a friend. I actually got friend zoned. But we're actually still friends.
You got friend zoned?
Swear
or
to God.
You friend zoned him?
No, he friend zoned me. Yeah. He friend zoned me and he listens to this podcast, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, hello to you, friend.
I
can only say thank you for friend zoning her.
But we're really good friends ever since, like, because we bounced.
Don't change
off
your mind
together.
Now, whoever you are, mystery man. All right, we've got a good podcast going. We have art now, okay? So please. Like, you know.
He knows exactly who it is as well.
You made your bed, lay in it. Okay? Just saying.
We were like bouncing back and forth like for a while. Like,
I don't even hear him anymore. Let's move on.
But we actually genuinely, like, people are always saying, oh, you can't be friends with lads. But like genuinely, we kind of like had like we're way better as friends, if that makes any sense. And we actually have a running joke at each other. Like, if I go live on social media or something like that, he'll pop into my live. And I'll be straight away like, ha, friend. He calls me friend the whole time. That's what we have the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. We're checking out the next live to see who this guy is.
Who is this guy?
Enough of that. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Not you setting up a feckin' podcast with some
I actually have
Tinder.
A question for you in regards to Tinder. I want to know.
Oh, Jesus.
What was your cheesiest chat up line you landed on a girl?
Come here. I had a pile of them.
Go on.
I had a
I want to hear them. For someone like me who was shocking at it, I was terrible. I would have to wait for them, the guy, to give me the cheesy chat up line for me to actually engage. I would not be able to like make the first move of the chat up line.
No, girls don't make the first move.
So I'm curious.
Even on Bumble, where like girls are supposed to make the first move.
I've never been on Bumble.
All girls would do is send a little dot or say hi. They never really did anything. They were waiting for the guy to like.
But realistically though, what could you say other than hi? How are you?
Literally anything.
Like what?
You could say anything. We'll go through them. This is what this whole show is about. We have a pile of like conversations and Tinder
you
bios.
You are totally bypassing my question, Ty. Why are you avoiding the question?
Listen.
I want to hear
your
chat
upline. Maybe over on the Patreon, I'll discuss my chat uplines. Okay? But right now, we're focusing on other people and their terrible Tinder stories. So deal with it.
Oh, whatever.
But before we get into it, right, I want to know, what were the typical things you always saw from the opposite sex on Tinder? Like, what were like you guaranteed that like everyone listening who like does online dating definitely does at least one of these things?
Oh god.
So what are the typical things that you always saw?
As in like saw or like what they would say?
What they would do or what their profile would look like or just general things.
Oh, profile anyway for a start. You'd always see the with a picture with a dog.
Yep.
Right? And if there was a picture with a kid, it would be like, that's my niece or that's my nephew, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to claim
you would have
it.
To, like, explain who that kid was. Because if you didn't, there'd be questions.
Oh, there wouldn't
or
even
probably
be questions.
Wouldn't even
be a swipe.
Left. Yeah, it'd be a swipe straight
dog,
away.
Dog,
like,
if you've got dogs in your profile, that increases your chance of getting a match by 200%.
Why? Like, that's bananas. It's a fucking dog.
But everyone loves dogs.
Yeah, but is it, like, my question is, right?
Who doesn't love dogs?
Do you become more attractive? Like, if you see a dog?
If you can look after a pet.
Like, if I was on Tinder and we met on Tinder and you see me with a picture with a dog. If you see me with a picture with a staffy.
Oh my God, I've been swiping right straight away. No bother. Easy.
Are you swiping for the dog or are you swiping for me?
Both. See, I think men love dogs.
Tig loves staffies, by
we
the
just
way.
Love, we just love dogs.
Yeah.
But I think if a woman saw a man with a dog, one, they love dogs, but two, yeah, you're like, well, they're able to care for another living organism.
Yeah, they'll but then, see, this is my next question, right? This is my next question. It's not necessarily their dog. They could have easily went out and fucking took a picture with a random dog.
That would be my tactic.
Knew it.
I had one with my old housemate's dog.
Stop.
Who was a staffy. Oh my God, glorious.
That's
I had one as well with me and puppies. Puppies is like just win-win. Yeah. You just can't go wrong with them.
True.
And then they'd be like, oh my God. And I'm like, they're not my puppies. But you know, if you want to go halves.
Yeah. Another one is they'd always explain their height.
Only if you're over 6 foot.
And then in their bio, it'd be kind of like saying like, whatever, I'm 6 foot, whatever.
6 foot
because
two, six
that matters now, kind of thing.
Which, like,
what does it though?
We're going to get there later on. Because it bugs me. Okay. But yeah, if you're over 6 foot, guys would automatically do that because there's science behind
What's
it.
What's the typical girl thing then? Like, that you would have seen come across a girl's profile?
Okay, this is going to sound awful.
Oh God.
But quite careful often, now. A girl will take a photograph or put up a photograph of her and one of her less attractive friends.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll be like, I'm the one on the right, or I'm the one on the left, or whichever way it is. And basically, like, being like, I'm the more attractive one.
Is that a bit like...
The sneakiness behind that is that it's like, I want to appear more valuable than the
sort of person.
That's
awful.
Yeah, shocking.
That's a shocking thing.
If they're very body confident, which I've got no issue with, they will put in a bikini photo because they know that's going to get them a bajillion
Podcast
swipes.
Disclaimer. We're all about the body confidence.
Oh yeah, 100%. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it is a thing like girls just know automatically. And there'll always be a photo like this. You'll have to go to the video for
the
that one.
The duck face.
Yes, it's the duck face. It's the high one. If a
and
man...
It's always at an angle.
High angle, duck face. Trying
but
to.
But I actually think, as a girl, girls tell me if I'm wrong. I think the reason why they go up at an angle is so you see there's like they're
from the male point of view.
No, well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe
this is how I'd look to you. I'm not cute and
adorable. No, you're picking me up wrong, man. You're picking me up way wrong there. I meant as in like if you take it at an angle that you're kind of look, so you're seeing their body in a way. No,
not really, because actually from that angle it's quite deceptive. You don't actually see a lot of them.
Oh, see, I'm shocked at taking photographs. That's why you will very seldom see a full, like, head to toe photograph of me. Because I can take a selfie, no hassle. But I cannot take a full, like, head to toe photograph.
Anyway,
I can't pose.
All I know is if a man was to take that angle, they're getting swipe left. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, like, if. And that is such a big falling point for guys who are new onto the dating scene or have never been online dating or whatever. They all do that selfie going, oh, that'll do fine. Boom, yeah. Swipe left. And they're kind of wondering why they don't get matches.
Do you know what's another thing I saw?
Attractive.
Lads put up photographs of them and their ex-girlfriend. Because it would have been a decent photo of them back in the past. And they would actually have a photograph of them and their ex-girlfriend. You're like, dude, seriously. And if I was the ex-girlfriend, I'd be fuming.
Do you know what I've seen quite a few of? Is lads doing that. And then they're like, black out their face or something like that, or get rid of like most of the person.
I would be
and
fuming.
You just know straight away that's an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd be fuming if I was the ex-girlfriend. I'd be fuming. Right, so I actually have I have a list here, right, of things guys always put in their bios.
Oh Jesus!
Right, so I'm curious to see if you had any of these on your Tinder bio
More
or Bumble, considering you're on Bumble.
Okay.
Right?
When I was, yeah.
Right, the first one is height.
Nope, never did.
Did you not?
I'm 5'11". Why would I tell him that? You know what it is.
Have you ever lied about your height?
No, genuinely, never.
Because there are lads out there that would be like none of you said you're exactly...
If I'm 5'10", I'm practically 5'11". Yeah. If I'm practically 5'11", I might as well say 6 foot.
6 foot, yeah. So there is lads out there that would round it up to 6 foot.
I'm 5'11".
You're 5'11". So you wouldn't, okay. But you would never put height on it.
Well, I'd never bring it into conversation until they ask for it. And once they've asked for it, I'm a bit like...
Would they ask
you're
you often?
5'2", like, does it matter?
I have to say, it's one question I never ask a lad, what their height is.
Oh my God. And so many women's bios, they'll be like, don't swipe right unless you're 6 foot.
Oh wow. Shallow.
It blows
watch.
My mind.
Jesus.
So what you're saying is you only want to tie it like 10% to the entire world.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later on.
Next question. Picture at some sort of a landmark.
I didn't, but that was because I never really had any pictures at landmarks. Oh, actually, that's a lie. When I travelled to Mongolia, I got so many landmark photos.
I was just
going to
say, you would have had like loads of like stuff from Mongolia.
I'm pretty sure I put up like a group photo of me and all the lads on a massive tank.
And did you explain who you were?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the
yeah,
one
yeah, yeah.
on.
What I do
oh,
is.
Oh, you did? Oh, no.
No, 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 no. What I'll do is, if. This is back in the day. Not if right now. sorry, Chelsea.
I hope not.
Uh-oh, dirty secret coming out. That's the start of season two. It'll be in some sort of a journal now, like some article. Tig reveals he's still on dating apps.
Can you imagine?
Going all Jada Smith in it.
Oh, we're already getting there.
Oh, we're going there in season two.
Preached.
No, I'd have like four or five photos beforehand where you definitely know it's me. And then the last one would be a group one because I think it's important to show that you
that
actually
you
have
friends.
If it's always you by yourself.
I'm not alone,
lads,
I swear.
Yeah, exactly. So I did have one, definitely.
All right. A photo with a celebrity.
No.
Never.
No. Never. I know so many lads out there had theirs with like Conor McGregor or whoever trying to show off. But like, yeah, this is me, this guy. You don't know him.
Yeah. And you know what's actually funny? I remember the two Johnnies actually saying that they have, because they're not on Tinder. Now, obviously, I know Johnny Smacks is engaged at the time. But back in the day when they were both single, they were constantly getting people messaging them saying like, oh, I've seen your photo with such and such person on someone's Tinder profile. They were like, lads, stop putting us in your Tinder profiles. Like, it's ridiculous.
If anyone comes to me looking for a photo, like, let me know if it's for a dating profile. I'll big you up. I'll be like, fingers pointing at them. Like, look how amazing this person is. I'll big you up. I have no problem.
You would, definitely.
I'd be the best accidental wingman, no problem.
Okay. Having something GAA related or sports related.
Yeah.
Of course you did. Rugby straight away.
So I had at least one, if not two, rugby photos.
Right.
And
but were they like group photos as in like after a match,
no,
kind of like posing, or would it be like mid-match?
Well, I think I had one that was after the match, after a big win. You'd be like, yeah, yeah, lads, whatever. Ooh, photo,
lads.
I definitely had a mid-action one. There was one photo I got where it was like three or four fellas tackling me at one time.
Yeah.
And I just looked like a beast in it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, boom. There you go. Three men can't handle me.
I'm a bear.
And then I did actually have one GA photo. One of the only GA photos.
GA photos?
Yeah, yeah. I played a little bit of GA over
Stop.
In the UK. And we won a trophy. And I was a goalkeeper. And like I'd made a couple big saves. So I got a nice photo with the cup. And I was like, I'm going to use that. Because it shows that I'm a successful sportsman.
All the girls like the guy. Can't say it never really appealed to me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't use it when I came back to Ireland because they'd be like, oh, what time do you play for here? And I'm like, I actually don't play. I'm already okay. We're not. Nervous.
It was a once off, lads.
Yeah.
Playing an instrument?
I never did, but I know if I played the guitar, I would be putting that up there and I'd be like sending the lyrics to Wonderwall or something straight away.
Oh my God. But why is Wonderwall always the
that's
one
always,
song?
You know every guy with a guitar
that's
ever.
That's what I'm saying. It's always
just
the
raves
one
at a party
song
being like,
or
oh,
some
is
sort
that?
Of Ed Sheeran song. You're like, get to France, will
you? They walk into party going, oh, is that a guitar? Let me play Wonderwall for everyone today. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Right, last one I have is group photos, so no one knows which one you are.
Yeah, I did have group photos, but it would always be at the end.
To be fair though, it is frustrating when you see a group photo and you're like trying to figure out who
one?
It is. You're like, which one are you?
I like automatically if
and
it's
always
the first
photo.
If it's always the first photo, I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like put that to fourth or fifth.
One thing I will say I did like seeing in a lad's profile was a family photo.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
I quite like
family photos in there.
Yeah, I quite like that because it shows your family oriented, and I'm a big family person, so I would find that more appealing now than whatever a photo of yourself.
I did have to at some stage put in the disclaimer because like the family photo was me, my two sisters, my mom, my dad, and then my brother-in-law.
Yeah,
but like
I know exactly the photo you're on about.
One side is all women, like so. I'm just like, these are my sisters and my mom. They're not a girlfriend.
Oh my
chill. You would see a significant increase in swipe rights then.
Yeah, you would.
100%. So
in fairness,
you just
would.
Have to put in that disclaimer.
Yeah.
But I
think it's pretty generic. You'd see a lot of the same kind of things in every lad's.
Have you ever come across a fella putting up a fish, like after catching a fish?
Yeah. Now, like, I've seen that quite a lot and then I changed my radius. My distance thing. Don't ask me why.
She was set by a coastal town,
right?
Apparently.
Don't ask me why. I had it set like practically in England. Like that far. I'm like,
Jesus.
But I didn't realize it did. So this is when I first started Tinder. I didn't know how Tinder worked.
My God.
So I just set up and never set like a radius or whatever like that. Like, and it's only when I went back on it before me and you met. It's only when I went back on it then I did it right then. I was like fucking matching with
two
lads
kilometers.
Close to me. I'm like, oh, this is so awkward. I don't like this.
You were in Offaly wondering why everyone in Offaly has now gone fishing. I do have photos of me gone fishing, but I would never put them up on dating.
Up. It's just not appealing. I'm sorry.
No,
unless you
were clever. Like if you edited the photo and then like instead of the fish, just cut it out and just been like,
"I'm a right catch."
Just no. I'd put down. and just put like in a box you and just be like, oh, you're a right catch, aren't you?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Love a good pun.
Don't ever use that, anybody. Right. Anybody ever think about that? Don't use it.
Anyway, that's me talking about my profile. Let's go through some of these horrific ones or brilliant ones. We'll let you decide what you think these people's profiles, whether you think this is a good bio or not.
Yeah, some of them are a bit now, but the first one anyway, I'll kick it off the first one. We have Tom. Right? We have Tom here. Tom is willing to put the just seen the first line. Tom is willing to put the graft in if I can put my shaft in.
He's showing he's got work ethic. You got to give respect to that.
Right, the next one we have is Phil.
Let's hear it.
I'm looking at the first line. I'm like, what the fuck? We have Phil here. A girl in white jeans. The best boyfriend I've ever had. Ex-girlfriend, 2014. The most exciting first date I've ever been on. Girl from the coffee shop. I never want this night to end. Random girl from the club.
Have you seen
that? So these are like quotes that he got.
Quotes from
like
girls that he's gone on dates from. To be fair, have you seen that trend that was going around where people were sending Google Forms for reviews to their ex, like, girlfriends and boyfriends and people that they'd like dated and stuff?
No.
Oh my God, they were brilliant.
Genius idea.
I'd love to know, like, what? Wouldn't you love to secretly know?
If an ex-girlfriend sent you one of them, would you fill it out?
Oh, I would, for the crack. 100%. I don't know if any of my ex-girlfriends are listening, but feel free to, like, send me a form, a review. I'll be honest.
Moving on.
Back to me, though. Jesus.
Moving on.
Right. Position title. Female Relations Coordinator. Job requirements. Just on or below 183 centimeters tall.
What?
Just on or over 18 years of life experience. Emotionally stable, motivated go-getter, sexual experience preferred but not necessary, enjoy Seinfeld. Job responsibilities, liaise with male client, attend relevant meetings, coordinate and contribute to biological needs.
Oh my God.
Rational problem solving, ad hoc daily activities, part-time initially, become full-time, apply now, inquire within. That really feels like the kind of...
You have to give us one. That's very well thought out bio. It's a very well written bio. You have to give us
that
one.
That right there is my style of bio.
Yeah, I will now. I will. Was there a name on that one?
No.
Right,
well, no
whoever
name.
It was, genius, because that's very well written.
What I like about that then is you can joke about having like short-term contracts, so 3 months, 6 months, and we'll review.
That's what you did to me.
Yeah, that's why I love this one.
That's what you did.
That was
to
our
me.
Joke. That was a joke for quite a while.
Yeah, me and Ty started dating. I was on probation for 3 months, and then it was pushed down to 6 months. I'm past the 6 month now.
We were both on probation, is what it was.
No, you were. You put me on probation.
I gave you a 3 month contract and said, if you want to opt out, you can opt out at any time.
Yeah.
At the 3 month marker.
Yeah, and I didn't.
She renewed it. She renewed the contract for another 3 months. She got to 6 months. And then once we got to 6 months, it was like, okay, well, now it's a 1 month rolling contract. So you just keep going.
Just rolls on. Wait, I'm still on contract.
We're in contract for life. So, like, you know, if at any stage I'm annoying the hell out of you, the last day of the month, you can be like, I'd like to stop my contract, have a new provider.
Provider.
Cost me less per month. Better coverage.
Yeah, boy.
Right. Okay. I actually have another one here.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. So I have some saucy bios.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're going there. It's a good thing it's raining because things are about to get wet.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Oh, God.
Right. Some people, right, like, you know, Tig had a few short and sweet ones there, right? Like Mark, right?
Nice, cute.
But some people just go to town on their bios, right? I have one here, Megan. She's 19, right?
19 is always a bad sign. Anyway, let's hear it.
Her bio is, let's think about this. We meet up and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We date for a year, then get married,
ooh,
have two kids.
Ow.
Then 5 years down the road, we start fighting.
Oh.
Both turn to alcohol,
oh,
get a divorce,
ah,
and the kids are unhappy. Or we meet up,
right,
have a good time,
okay,
hook up.
Nice.
You pull out.
Ooh.
And I do the walk of shame and you never see me again. I'm just thinking of the kids. Oh, and I need a date to my sister's wedding.
Okay,
so she's given options there, lads.
She's given options.
She's given you two roads that you can take. You can take option A or you can take option B. She's given options. I like her style.
All I'm going to say is, look, as a teacher, I've seen the detriment that, you know, a broken family can cause.
Yeah, and, of course, yeah.
And how badly it impacts the kids. So, yep. Megan,
Kirkpatria,
option two seems like the more viable one.
I mean, that's what I liked about it. I
always love going to a wedding as well. So.
Of course, you get a day out, like, yeah, free food.
Big day out, option to wear a suit. Love
100%.
It.
100%. I actually seen that quite a lot when I was on Tinder. It's like in their bios, it's like, I need a date to a friend's wedding or whatnot. That happens quite a lot, like, that genuinely people just look for someone to go to a date with.
We'll probably stick to the same line of thought with that one.
Right.
This is from Brandon, 28.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Solid age.
28, he should have his life together.
Somewhat, yeah.
It is imperative that you read this. Off to a good start, make her read.
Okay. Like it.
I am your husband from the year 2040. After a tragic accident claims your life, I am filled with an impossible amount of grief. Using all my funds and resources, I have built the world's first time machine in an attempt to save your life.
What the fuck?
In order to keep your natural timeline intact, we must match on Tinder in 2017. I hope you do that right thing for yourself and the fate of the universe. Send nudes.
I love how he just finishes it off with send nudes.
Oh, yes. Brandon going straight to the point.
Brandon's gone straight to hell. That's where he's gone.
I'm all right with that. Allison here. Our relationship should be like Nintendo 64 Classic. Fun to spend hours with, and every issue fixed by blowing on it and then shoving it back in. And for some reason, she's put her height 5'9".
Oh my God.
Classic, Allison. Classic.
What a lady.
Elegant. She sounds like a kind of girl you can take home to your mom.
I like the fact that girls are ballsy. Like, there are girls like me. I was very straight to the point, very basic on my Tinder bio. I was very much...
When you say straight to the point...
As in, like, just basic, like...
You calling yourself a basic bitch?
I was a basic bitch on Tinder. I'm not going to lie.
Hold on, what was your bio?
Like, you know, like, what I do for a job, my hobbies, that kind of thing. I was very basic, like...
Okay.
There was nothing interesting on my bio, lads. I'm not going to lie. No wonder I was single for so long. but I like the fact that there's girls out there that are ballsy that would say stuff like that. Because lads love that. They love it. They're like, oh, she's
a
bit
like
of crack.
We the crack. Like, yeah.
Not to say I wasn't a good crack. I am good crack.
Pretty sure we heard that ourselves. She said she was no crack.
I am good crack when you get to know me. But when it comes to like that kind of stuff, I'm fucking shite. I'm actually horrendous. Like, I will hold my hands up and say that. This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
As I said, D-Armor kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them, because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time. Forget about that.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Right, should we move on to some Tinder conversations?
Yeah.
I think it's about time that we actually go through what some people have experienced.
Right, go on, you kick it off there.
Okay, right, I think it's important. I play the part of the boy.
Right.
You play the part of the girl.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this one? Bing bong!
Listen here, funny guy with the memes. I see you got the humor game, but do you got... Oh my God.
Say it.
But do you got the dick game? Because I am in some serious need. Oh my God.
Yeah.
My family's listening to this. I'm so sorry.
Hey, this isn't us. This is what our
Tinder. This is not me, all right? It's Tyke's family and my family. This is not me, okay? Okay, I'm going to have to start that again.
We're going to have to blame our producer for sending us these.
Right. Listen here, funny guy with the memes. I see you got the humor game, but do you got the dick game? Because I am in some serious need for a thick man who can take me down to Pound Town.
Is that anywhere near Castletown?
Oh my God. 7 days a week, morning, after and all. Oh my God. Like the whisk meme is funny, but boy, I need... For fuck's sake. This just gets worse. Oh, like the whisk meme is funny, but boy, do I need to be ripped apart. Jesus Christ. 5 inches ain't going to cut it, buddy. So you either got the dick to make it stick.
Oh, God.
Or we're not going to tango.
Oh, Jesus.
If you haven't got the gist by now, oh, my God, I need to be ravished. Oh. Unbelievably fucked. Oh my God. I work from home, but I'm gonna need to call in sick with a torn arsehole.
Oh Jesus.
So either you got God's gift to give or you are not gonna get some of heaven's holy hole. Oh. Got to go. Bye.
Apologies immediately to anyone I work with or any of the students at my school.
And do you know what? I'm just sorry to my family. I am sorry to both families. I take back my last statement about girls having the balls. Relax, girls.
Too much. Just gone a little too far now. Just run it back in. You know, keep some little bit of elegance.
Right, next one.
Taryn.
Go on.
That one. Call me crazy, but I think it'd be easier if we skipped all that. Hi, nice to know you're... I've just read the end of this. Oh God. Okay. Right, I better put it. So reminder, the name of this girl is Taryn. Call me crazy, but I think it'd be easier if we skip all that high nice to know you stuff and go straight to buying tacos at 2 a.m. after I'm done tearing you apart.
If you buy me bean and cheese nachos with sour cream instead of tacos, you've got yourself a deal. Nice pun usage.
See, puns work. I'm all about the puns.
You are.
I wouldn't use them in the same manner, but I mean,
you are the pun king. To be fair, you actually haven't been as bad. When we first started dating, you were shocking.
Jesus,
for the puns.
Yeah, calm down now.
You have calmed down a lot with your puns. I'm holding on to them. Mad, mad. Right, next one, Grace.
So, did you set your location to Edinburgh or?
Because I'm bored.
Why Edinburgh? You know much about Scotland?
Nope.
And there's a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger carrying a massive log. You know what this is?
Nope.
It's me carrying this conversation.
There is nothing worse. There is nothing worse when you're trying to like get to know someone on Tinder or something like that and they're just not engaged in a conversation.
Oh my God.
The conversation is just
dead. I'm going to say it straight out. Okay? And you can complain all you want, ladies, but you are so much worse at it than men.
What?
Like,
as in?
Women just shut conversations down and you're like,
oh, really?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh wow, okay. I've never shut a conversation down.
I would say... Percentage wise, I would say at least 40 to 50% of women on dating apps, if you try and start conversations with them, you're getting one word, two words. Like, unless you are unbelievably charming and hilarious and attractive, they make your life really difficult.
Do you know what's a great icebreaker? If you're, because this is what I did a lot, like, I just send memes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a very common thing now is to break the ice, and gifts.
Like, I would just send loads of memes and gifts. Like,
yeah, lads do that quite a bit now. It's kind
because it actually does break the ice. Like, especially it shows you've got a bit of like you have a bit of humor, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
This one is nice and simple. You don't even have to say anything.
I don't even have to say this one.
The girl he's matched with is called Karen.
Shocker.
I'd let you speak to my manager any day.
Like,
So simple. So easy.
Oh my God. Right. Some of these, like.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Did you get your tickets?
Oh no. I've seen. I've seen the gun show. It's not that great.
No. To my public trial. I'm going to jail.
Oh, I was not expecting.
Yeah, it was kind of for animal cruelty. For having these sick pythons.
Oh, God.
I love those ones. There's like other ones like that. It's like, hey, have you got any sellotape?
No. Why?
Because I'm ripped. Do you know where the vets are?
Do you know what? I'm just going to zoom in on my face for that one. That was terrible.
Do you know where the vets are?
No. Why? Where are they?
Because I need to take these sick puppies down to have them looked at. I'm going to edit in some huge arms there.
Oh, my God.
Just because I can get rid of the twiglets then.
Oh my God. This is what I have to deal with.
Every day.
Every day.
She chose me as a partner. Yep. There's another guy she matched with on Tinder who listens to the podcast. She could have unfriend someone herself, but no, she chose this idiot.
And do you know what's funny enough? I reeled him in with all my memes.
I feel like me and him would get on well, so.
You would, definitely.
Right.
Oh my God. Right, go on. You've got Bay.
Bay. Starts with you.
Bay. How tall are you?
6'3". Why?
Oh, good.
Yeah? How heavy are you?
What?
What are the numerical digits that appear on the scale when you proceed to apply your weight in it?
Why does that even matter?
Why did my height matter? Hashtag double standards.
Fush! Oh!
Okay, right. I'm opening this up to...
To be fair, I will agree there, right? Why is it like... what's the word I'm looking for? Is it misogynistic?
Misogynistic thank behavior. You.
Yeah, why is it that when a man asks a woman... What are ages? But it's not if a woman
age,
asks a man.
Weight.
Or weight.
Weight. Both really.
Yeah, it's both actually. It's age as well. It comes across as that. Why is it like that if a man asks a woman that, but if a woman asks a man, it's not. He was right in saying that. That is double standard.
I am going to put this over to our listeners. We'll put this up on our Instagram story. Okay. We'd like to hear from you. Right. Comment. Put whatever. We'll probably put this on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
For reels. All that jazz. Should fellas be allowed to ask about weight? If the girl asks about height.
Yeah. To be fair though, I get it why some women might get offended. I personally don't get offended if someone asks my height. But if someone asks my weight.
But height doesn't matter really with
it
girls
does,
unless
or
you're
not
over
their
like
height,
6 foot.
Their age, I meant to say.
Age doesn't matter, but we're not dealing with age. We're dealing with weight.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. Said, if someone asks me how. Well, some women get offended if someone asks their age, which I'm like, no, I would not get offended if someone asked my age, but I probably would be a little bit like, why do you need to know about my weight?
Yeah.
What does it matter? I would be a little bit offended about that.
But, and that's kind of the same with guys. They're like, why do you need to know about my height? Like,
yeah.
Do you know?
And that's true.
This is the argument that men will make.
This is a controversy right here.
Right, hot take.
Yeah.
Guys can't change their height.
No.
You can always change your weight.
Is that your argument though?
That's the argument that the guys make.
That's a bad argument though. That's not really fair.
Why is it?
But that...
Yes or no, can a guy change his height?
No, of course not.
Can a guy or a girl change their weight?
Yes, they can.
So, if so facto, why is something that you have no biological control over what defines
whether you
fancy
or not? No, that's
what
I'm not agreeing. I completely agree with
you.
Oh,
no,
height does not
that's
matter.
That's the argument.
I completely agree
with
you.
I'm just saying, this is what I hear all the time in the social circles of men is like, why does my height matter? I can't biologically change it.
Yeah.
But yet if I ask you about your weight, then I look like the asshole.
Yeah,
why don't
okay.
you look like an asshole about talk about my height?
Okay. I agree with you there. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm just saying, ladies, what
Damn.
You're missing on, what I'm saying in terms of for ladies, what you're not taking into account is that only 10% of the world male population are over 6 foot.
Yeah.
So you're cutting off 90% of the men. And the thing is, all guys over 6 foot know that they're over 6 foot and they love to flaunt it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So
sorry, lads, I'm getting quite uncomfortable in this chair and I'm going to have a little bit of a mosey here. Go on.
So not alone do they know they're over 6 foot, they're cocky and arrogant about it as well.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
And that's why. And
don't
then,
be an arrogant
and then you'll
arsehole.
Date a 6 foot two or 6 foot three guy and then he's an arsehole to you and then suddenly all men are assholes. And no. The guys over 6 foot two are.
Yeah,
you've not
don't
talked
paint
to
every
five
guy
foot
with
eight
the same
Greg
brush, like.
Who's a lovely guy who has a brilliant job and he is very
good. Got everything going for him.
Good old Greg. Reliable Greg. Good guy Greg. You know?
Get yourself a Greg.
All the Gregs out there are just going to clip that part and put them up on their social medias being like, you hear this? They're talking about me here.
Right, moving on. The next one we have is Sarah. Or Sarah, whatever way you want to pronounce it. Go on.
Lol, what is it?
basically doing a series of sketches of full male figure and need a guy to use as a reference.
So like you need a guy to pose?
Yes, I do.
So you're looking for a modern day version of Michelangelo's David?
Lol, pretty much. I mean, you don't have to be as ripped.
Well, you're in luck. I've got the same tiny penis. Oh God, I really hope we don't use that clip. Oh God. You look teeny tiny, girl. What height are you?
Good things come in small packages. I'm 5 foot.
Well, you can call me good things then.
Oh my God.
If that was said to you, would it have gone straight over your head?
Yeah.
Probably. Oh my God. Yeah. I was wondering, would it?
Most things do go over my head, Tig. Yeah. Unfortunately, Tig does actually have to explain a lot of stuff to me for me to actually get it.
Sometimes I just need to pause and go, do you need a little moment?
It's not even a pause. He'll pause, he'll say what it is, right? And then he'll pause and he'll look at me, like, intently.
I'll just give this face.
It'll be like, right? That's when he knows that I know happens to us all. Do you know what I mean?
All right, moving on.
Next one is, have you accepted the fact you're in love with me yet? Or?
Give it another day or two. Can't rush into these things. I don't even know if you have land yet.
I have 24 acres and a vagina.
Eye emojis, like love hearts. Say no more. That right there is how you get, that's how you fall in love in Ireland.
Yeah.
Pretty much
that's,
is.
That's the Irish in a nutshell right there.
If you come to her daddy and say, come here, I have 40 acres and a combine harvester.
Why is that so important?
Because.
Like why? Why?
You like, can build land and your land.
Oh.
Easy. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just this
road
you can
frontage.
Build.
Road frontage is massive.
Why?
Because you can build right next to a road, have your house there on your land, means that you're going to have a place of your own.
Right.
And not knowing that, like, you'll have a secure means of income.
Well, how would you have a secure means? Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Just look.
It'd have to be
land,
a successful farm.
Land is always beneficial. Just trust us. Okay. That's why I'm so keen to buy a farm.
Let's not fucking talk about the farm.
And if you want to hear more about the farm, you can head over to our Patreon where we've discussed it in detail in a previous episode.
Detail.
Might put in a little clip of it now. That's during the day. Then they close down at like 10 o'clock at night or 9 or whatever. So we closed containers. And then upstairs, there's more container bars. We'll probably own those.
Yeah.
So we'll open the bars upstairs and we'll have a DJ, a resident DJ booth there. And then we can invite like young DJs to come try out their sets, all that jazz. But the entire shed basically turns into a late bar nightclub kind of thing, which would be some crack. You'd have two floors.
Class.
Then. Be unreal. Feel free to check out the Patreon.
Yeah.
Because
that's where things go wild, lads.
Gets a little bit mad.
Yeah. Goes a little bit chaotic.
That's every Monday.
It's worth every penny.
Worth every single penny. There's a pile of episodes to play catch up on, plus some other clips that we put up from other areas and other random things that we do.
Yep.
So feel free to go back, check them out, comment on them. We reply to every single one of our Patreons. So put
we
up
do.
Some comments, get on there. It is worth the extra money. Every Monday, check it out.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Link in bio. Oh, that was a bit of crack.
That was a journey and a half.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of happy that my Tinder days were behind me.
Very much so. Yeah, me too. I'm glad your Tinder days are behind you.
Yeah, I'm glad your Tinder days are. I will punch you in the throat. Careful now. Careful.
For when I'm like 80.
80?
Yeah.
Where do you think I'm going to be when I'm 80?
I don't know. Sick of me. You'll have moved on.
Ship me off already, like.
Ship me off already. Yeah. I'm giving you 50 good years of my life. The best years of my life here. My God.
No.
I'm glad to be in, like, gone past it.
I just, yeah.
Do you ever look back and just, like, think what you would have done differently or what advice would you have given to yourself?
As in dating in general or?
Yeah, dating in general.
Yeah. I would have, now bear in mind I've only been in 3 relationships, but so I don't have that much of experience, but I would have, like, chatted, like, Tinder dates and stuff like that. But if I was to do anything different, I would probably say not invest so fast. if that makes any sense. That was my big mistake. I'm very much a, I don't even know how to say it in words, but I would have invested a lot very early on, and that was my mistake.
She still does. I mean, we started
I did it right with Tig.
We got into a relationship there in August, and we started a podcast in November. So, I mean,
that's
pretty quick, I'm not gonna lie.
You honestly, I feel like I did this in season one. I had to keep explaining to the audience because they're gonna be like, this girl is cracked.
I started this podcast with you as well. So.
Yeah, but we knew each other.
We knew each other for like a year.
Christ on a bike. We knew I sound demented. It's like,
these two only got together and then I had a podcast.
Like, we knew each other and we had started dating in the May.
We know.
So don't come at
me. We know each other more intimately than the two Johnnies know each other. So, I mean, if so facto, we know each other better than most hosts know each other.
Exactly. Fucking hell.
I'm not doing too bad.
But no, I would have. I feel like, obviously, before I met you, I had that time period where I was on my own. So I did learn a lot from, I'm going to put this in air quotes, mistakes. But then again, I wouldn't call them mistakes because at the end of the day, a lot of stuff, if none of that ever like happened, I would have learned from them. Mm. And I think we all have to go through, you know, bad dating stages and stuff like that to also find out, first of all, what it is you're looking for. Because a lot of people go into relationships and they're not clear on what they're looking for or what kind of person they're looking for or what life partner they're looking for. And I feel like you have to go through, realistically, you have to go through those stages with people to find out what it is like that you're looking for in a partnership, I think.
I get you.
If that makes any sense.
I think for me, if I was to like give myself any advice looking back, it would be, I'm going to use the word more selective, but that's not quite what I mean either.
Yeah.
Like, because that makes us like, yeah, anyone, hey, come this way. You get a date with Tig. You get a date with Tig. But that wasn't the case because I was still quite selective in that sense. But I think when I went on dates with people, not that it's a good thing to go look for red flags straight away, but like, you definitely shouldn't ignore red flags.
Oh, God, yeah.
And like, certainly one thing I learned later on in life rather than like in my early days, it's just like looking at how people treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on those interactions, you can kind of go, this person's a good person, this person's a bad person. And especially young lads out there, like a lot of young lads, you know, there's an old saying, you've got two heads, but only enough blood to operate one of them at a time.
Yeah.
You got to think with the big brain, lads.
Yeah.
Okay. And stop letting the younger fella trying to take advantage and be in control. Listen to what the head's saying. If something seems off about whoever they are, he, she, whoever, whatever, then just, you know, park the bus and go, you know, sometimes it's better to go home by myself.
Yeah. Also, your family are a very great judge of character.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
So, like, just,
if your
you
family
know,
kind of aren't,
keep an eye on those red flags. And also, look for some green flags.
Like, oh, God, yeah.
Which, if you want to know about any red flags and green flags, you can go back and check on a previous episode we did.
Nice plug there, Tig.
Always getting those old plugs to season one. So, feel free, go check them out.
Yeah.
The last thing I would say then as well, the only other advice I would give is just being honest upfront about what you want. Are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for a one-night stand? Whatever it is, because you kind of can get your wires crossed very early on.
Gotcha.
You want to be on the same page about things.
Yeah.
And I've certainly, based on that stalker story over on the Patreon, when
lads,
two people
I'm
are
sorry,
on two
if
different
you're not
pages.
On the Patreon, you need to get your asses over onto the Patreon pronto, quick, fast, because that story, I was on the edge of my seat.
It was class.
I'm not going to tell you
again,
what it is, but.
And like I thought I had been very clear and honest about where I was
and you were
what I was
in fairness,
looking for.
Like,
I think there was just an expectation that would change, and like you're kind of going, no, this is what I said day one, day dot. This is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And if we're not on the same page, then we're not on the same page. It was nice meeting you. Head on, do your own thing.
Yeah.
That'd be my only other thing.
Bye, have a great time.
Right, we are going to round things off with our new segment of the podcast.
Something new for us to try.
Yeah.
Something for you to get involved with and decide if we are right or wrong, or even give some suggestions for us to check out.
Yeah, so this segment is called That's a Bop or Ah Stop.
Ah, stop. That's not good at all.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give you my first one.
Right, let's hear what
so
your song is.
So the idea of this is basically, if that's a bop, or Ah Stop. So we are going to every week we are going to play each other or tell each other about a song that we've heard or a song that we like or a song that we've listened to on repeat that week, and we have to judge if it's a good song or if it's shite.
Yeah. Basically, we're reviewing if it's good music or not. And it'll go up on our Instagram story so you can tell us, do you agree or disagree with our decisions?
Yeah.
Right.
You will see in Tenfold the two different types of music tastes that is in this relationship right now. I've got good taste, he's got shite.
I'm going to put it out there and say that Chelsea is a basic bitch.
I am not. I have good
She's
music
so
taste.
She's so basic with
her
music.
Oh my God, no, you just listen to old music,
you
like
sound,
80s.
You sound...
Which is grand, but you listen to shite.
She sounds like the playlist that would be put on in a generic, like, night lake bar kind
How
of
dare you.
Area. Just because... The patrons will enjoy it.
Dare you.
Not the patrons that actually pay to us. We're talking about patrons in the bar.
How dare you.
Right, well, make a suggestion and I'm going to judge if you're
no,
basic or
right,
not.
So people listening, let me know if you've know, you know this song, and if you don't know it, thank me later. All right? And your friend will agree with me.
Oh,
I
know what song you're about to pick.
What?
It's that one that you played the other night.
Yeah, we played a lot of songs the other night.
It's look, well,
see,
okay.
So you don't know.
Right, let's hear it.
It's Numb by Elderbrook.
Right, so
do you remember the song?
I kind of, but not massively. So through the magic of editing, I'm going to have listened to it and I will tell you if I think it's a bop or a stop.
5 minutes later.
Okay, okay.
That is a tune.
We're back. I'm going to give credit. It's a bop.
Yes!
I'm going to say it's a bop though because it's my style of music.
That is a bop.
Okay.
Absolute tune.
I am going to be controversial though. And say that when we put it up on our story, I feel like a lot of people are going to say, stop.
Nah.
I like
and
it.
And if you do, you have no taste in music.
Anyway, you've got to go check it out now because you won't have heard it.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. I don't think a lot of people will have heard that one.
They're probably not, but that's what I'm saying. If you don't know it, and you probably don't, go and check it out. Thank me later.
Okay.
What's your one? Hit me.
My suggestion for this week.
I'm actually quite nervous about your one. I'm not going
to
lie.
You don't need to worry about it because it is a bona fide bop.
Right.
Right. It is a club classic, right? Anyone from Ireland to the UK will definitely have heard this. It is such an absolute bop.
Go on.
Welcome to the Party by DJ Kenny.
I am traumatised by that song, I'm not going to lie. There is a reason that I am just can't get that song out of my fucking head.
Why?
Because we were out and I got stoshes drunk.
Oh, with me and the lads?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a great song.
And I was
absolutely
hanging,
belting the
I was
tunes
dying
home.
Of a hangover last Sunday and Tig decides to just go full disco mode when I woke up that morning with welcome the biggest the migraine.
Welcome to the party tonight.
Oh my God.
We're gonna fight up to the sky.
Like, no.
What a bop.
No.
What a bop. Again, so go vote
I'm gonna let
on our
ye,
Instagram story.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and decide who has the bop.
I'm gonna say.
Or was it an ass stop?
I'm gonna say, in terms of which one will get voted more of a bop.
Yeah.
It's gonna be mine.
Lads, I'm telling ya. I'm not going to have another repeat of season one, all right? In season one, everybody took Tig's side on everything.
She lost
I
everything.
Know he's a good looking chap, all right? But take looks out of it. Thank you very much.
Hold on now
right?
a second.
And just put in taste of music.
I've gained a significant amount of weight since season one, okay? So
weight means nothing, Tig.
Don't be, I hope there's no girls out there going to be messaging me, asking me weight. Okay? You can ask me about my height. And on that note, I think it's time to end the episode one. Episode 21.
Episode 21 of season 2.
Season 2, yeah.
Round of applause.
Well done.
We
hopefully.
Are back, motherfuckers.
And you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
We're on YouTube now, lads. Don't
Apple,
forget. You
Apple's
will get full
podcast.
Video footage yeah. of our beautiful mugs.
And if you don't, well, you won't know because I'll have cut this part out.
Have an amazing weekend, guys. And we will catch you again next week.
Good luck.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.